The plight of the poor and disadvantaged has been very much in the forefront of our minds recently, and we can look back now to a time when such people were very cruelly treated. Here's Tony to take us back to the dark days of the Norwich workhouse.
First, the Luftwaffe hit it, and then in 1959, the rest of it came tumbling down. The Norwich workhouse. Yes, conditions had greatly improved in the later stages of its life, but its history illustrates the appalling and cruel way we treated the poor. Few people mourned when the buildings on Beauthorpe Road, which stood in the grounds of the West Norwich Hospital, were finally flattened. Stepping back further, a report in our sister newspaper, the Norwich Mercury, reported on conditions in an earlier workhouse in 1829. It gives us a glimpse of what must have been hell on earth a couple of hundred years ago. In 1826, and for some years previous, the workhouse was, in every part of it, a scene of filth, wretchedness, and indecency which baffles all description, without the regulations of any kind, it reads. Imagine, too, paupers who for weeks, months, and years together breakfasted, dined, and supped without any order or regularity, who had neither knife, fork, nor plate. They were to be seen in groups with their hot pudding and meat in their hands, literally gnawing at it. Imagine 600 persons indiscriminately lodged, crowded into rooms, seldom or never ventilated, the beds and bedding swarming with vermin. Single and married, young and old, all mixed together without any regard to decency. Imagine this, and you will have a tolerable idea of what the workhouse was like. The new workhouse was built in 1859, run by a board of guardians until 1930. No children were admitted. They were sent to homes or were found foster parents who were paid 5 shillings a week for their keep. In 1910, Mr. C.B. Hawkins, in a social survey of their work, wrote how the guardians spoke of their workhouse with pride, adding, "It is officially regarded as being in some ways as a model institution." He told how deserving old people occupied a row of cottages and came and went at will. Next to them are the privileged old people who had a day room with armchairs. But he added, in spite of everything, the indescribable workhouse atmosphere is just as all-pervading in Norwich as elsewhere. Any attempt to deal with all classes of people, old and young, good and bad, sane and insane, under the same roof, is inevitably doomed to failure. Over the years, conditions did improve. In 1896, 4 nurses looked after the sick. By 1930, the number had risen to 46. Known as Woodlands Hospital, it was bombed in 1942, and then when the National Health Act came in, the name was changed to the West Norwich Hospital. When the end finally came in 1959, Mr. C. Haggis, Secretary of the West Norwich, said, "We're glad the workhouse buildings are going. They have an unpleasant association, although the workhouse served its purpose within the social legislation of its time."
Thank you, Tony. And thank goodness those particular days at least have long gone.